You are hearing FinTeeDo podcast. Effect of geopolitics in AML due diligence. The escalating conflict in the region significantly impacts AML risk levels for client onboarding, particularly in the integration and layering stages. As hostilities spread across multiple fronts, there is an increased potential for illicit funds tied to conflict-related financing, whether for military supplies, humanitarian aid diverted for unintended uses, or financing linked to terror groups. This heightened geopolitical instability raises the possibility of sanctioned entities or individuals seeking to channel funds through complex structures to avoid detection. For AML frameworks, this translates into higher risks of onboarding clients who might either directly or indirectly fund prohibited activities or attempt to integrate illicit funds into the financial system. With the cross-border nature of this conflict, financial institutions must bolster due diligence, particularly for clients from high-risk regions. Enhanced risk assessments, stricter monitoring, and closer examination of transaction flows are crucial, as well as identifying potential sanctions circumvention or fund movements supporting conflict-related entities. To mitigate these risks, financial institutions may need to adjust client onboarding procedures to address these specific conflict-related red flags, reassess the layering stage of transactions for sudden, suspicious increases in volume or complexity, and remain vigilant to integration attempts by potentially sanctioned entities. High-risk countries and countries of proliferation concern are jurisdictions flagged by regulatory bodies and international organizations due to heightened risks related to money laundering, terrorism financing, and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction WMD. These classifications are based on national and international assessments, with organizations such as the Financial Action Task Force FATF setting global standards. 1. High-risk countries. Definition: high-risk countries are nations with systemic deficiencies in their anti-money laundering AML and countering the financing of terrorism CFT frameworks, or where government corruption, limited law enforcement cooperation, and lack of financial transparency increase the risk of money laundering and terrorism financing. FATF refers to these as jurisdictions under increased monitoring or high-risk jurisdictions subject to a call for action. Identification process: such countries are listed through FATF's mutual evaluations and are identified in two primary categories: high-risk jurisdictions subject to a call for action, these countries are publicly named due to severe deficiencies, and FATF recommends applying enhanced due diligence or, in some cases, countermeasures. Jurisdictions under increased monitoring: these are countries committed to addressing their AML CFT deficiencies within agreed timeframes under FATF monitoring but still pose notable risks. 2. Countries of proliferation concern. Definition: these are jurisdictions involved in or associated with the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction WMD, often linked to weak controls over dual-use goods, technology transfers, and related financial transactions. Concerns may also stem from inadequate export controls and gaps in the supervision of entities involved in potentially high-risk industries. Identification process: countries are assessed based on UN Security Council sanctions and international guidelines. The assessment focuses on the risk of transactions or business dealings that could support the development, transfer, or financing of WMDs. How the UAE addresses these risks: the UAE, through the Executive Office for Anti-Money Laundering and Countering the Financing of Terrorism EOCN, integrates both international standards and local frameworks to mitigate risks associated with high-risk countries and proliferation concerns. Key measures include: National Risk Assessment NRA, the UAE conducts its NRA to identify and assess risks posed by different countries and sectors. For example, the most recent NRA included evaluating threats from countries that do not meet AML CFT standards, aligning closely with FATF's guidance and recommendations. Enhanced due diligence ed. UAE financial institutions are required to apply ED measures for clients and transactions involving high-risk countries. This includes more rigorous identity verification, scrutiny of transaction patterns, and additional reporting requirements. Sanctions compliance and controls. The UAE closely monitors sanctions lists from FATF, the UN, and other international bodies. The EOCN issues guidelines to enforce restrictions on transactions with designated countries and individuals linked to proliferation activities. Sector-specific guidelines. The UAE SAML CFT guidelines target high-risk sectors like trade finance and real estate and mandate specialized monitoring to detect signs of proliferation financing or illicit flows from high-risk jurisdictions. Continuous monitoring and reporting. UAE authorities require regular risk assessments for clients from high-risk and proliferation-concerned countries, mandating detailed reporting and regular audits to ensure compliance. Stay tuned for more Fintidu podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.